Staying great, man.
As much as is possible.
And I'm gonna fucking order your fucking coffee and fucking chug it and pour it on my face in the morning so I wake up. Alright, later, daddy.
Later. Okay, the line is open. Oh, that was quick. Well, look who we have here. The guy with the worst taste in Saiyan.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you know who it is.
You. Oh. What's good?
Nothing much. I was gonna play League of Legends, Aram, my best friend, Shavadava, but
oh, yeah?
I figured I'd hop on here for a little bit and input my shit taste into the stream.
Nice. So, tell me about your taste.
Alright, so I started watching anime 6 months ago, right?
What?
Yeah, I started watching anime 6 months ago. I also joined Maguga about 2 months ago.
That's an accelerated progression.
Yeah, about 400 anime in 6 months. You know, it's not easy to be me now, but I have to try my best. So I'm not really sure where to start with my shit taste. Obviously I have a Mal, so you might want to go through that and maybe cherry pick a few examples, but as far as I know, I have the worst taste in all of IRC.
I don't know. What's your hottest take? Give me a hot take.
Hot take. Oh, Sora, Sora, oh, what the fuck is the name of that?
Sora no Woto?
Yeah, that's a not very good anime, and it's like, okay.
That's a hot take. That's pretty shit.
Yeah, very, very, very hot take. It's not shit. It's not a shit anime. But it's kind of overblown. Like, I don't really think it does what people say it does. I mean, at least it didn't to me. I don't know. I have shit taste. So, you knew exactly where this is going.
Yeah, I mean, for once, somebody actually gave a real hot take, which is nice.
Yeah.
I think that anime is a fucking masterpiece. Episode 7, which is the captain's flashback, is one of the most emotionally impactful episodes of anime I've ever seen. The piss fetish episode's a little weird. The Omurashi episode, kind of funny. Kind of funny to see somebody who has such an obvious fetish make an episode of anime.
Inject it right into the anime.
Yeah. Like, hey, what if we... Like, imagine somebody, like, with all the power, be like, hey, what if we put this girl in a cute, childish outfit and made her squirm and pee herself for 20 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, sounds fantastic. That sounds like the beginning of Nekopara. All the cat girls are just fucking pissing themselves, and I actually couldn't stand it. Someone asks in the thread, because I have this open, recommend me a cigar or drink. I actually turned 21 4 months ago.
Ooh,
so
congrats.
Oh, thank you. But I'm a little tiny baby, so you can't really get much of a cigar or drink recommendation out of me because I'm a little child.
All right. Well, I can certainly help you. Well, for one thing, I would say, do not be afraid to go to a local cigar shop and actually ask the person working there. I have found that they are generally not douchebags about it. If you tell somebody, hey, I'm new to a cigar, what do you recommend for a first timer? They will help you and give you something good. As for more specific examples, there is the Romeo y Julieta line. Those are pretty good. They're pretty light, good for first timers. Also, if you've never smoked a cigar before, you don't inhale it. Do not let the smoke into your lungs. You take it into your mouth, and then you breathe it out. Do not, try to inhale it and then sit there and choke for 20 minutes. It'll suck.
See, I have tried a cigar before with some of my family members. And before then, I had smoked a couple cigarettes. You know, I had, done weed or whatever. So I just assumed it was, I inhale it, and then I get whatever effect it should do. No, that is the exact opposite of what you should do. And I was choking to death, and I was also slightly drunk.
Yeah, that's how
it is. So it wasn't a good night, I'll tell you that.
As for scotch or whiskey, sure. I mean, just get yourself a small bottle of Jameson and pour it over ice. That's okay. Pretty standard.
Just drink it nice and neat.
Yep. Well, no, not neat. So neat straight? Is when you have it straight. On the rocks is when you have it with ice. I find that the ice, first of all, helps dilute the taste a little bit. If you're new to drinking whiskey, it helps make it more palatable, and it also makes it cold, which is nice.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the thing is with alcohol is I went to the store the other day and grabbed some Kahlua because I've been in the habit of making White Russians.
Nice.
And because they're pretty delicious.
Did you watch The Big Lebowski? Is that what it is?
No, I didn't. Just Ed drinks it all the time, so I was like, "Fuck it, I'll drink the White Russian," and I really liked it, so I'm making a lot. But the thing is, for a bottle of Kahlua, it's about $20 where I buy it at, and that's a lot of money. That's like with tax, that's like 16 McChickens. If you really think about it, I could eat 16 McChickens. For as
somehow,
much as it was.
That's like the even worse option.
It's 16 McChickens. That's my unit of measurement here. Instead of a bottle of Kahlua. I mean, what's the point? Like, what kind of... the enjoyment I'd get out of 16 McChickens far outweighs the enjoyment I'd get from, you know, a little bottle of Kahlua for $20. I mean, come on now. I just don't understand.
I don't know. McChickens don't get you drunk.
Well, I'd like to expound them up upon McChickens because it seems like the thread's interested. So Shavadava and I were discussing McChickens, you know, about half a year ago. And we were talking about it, and he talked about spicy McChickens, right? And, you know, he brought it up, and I've never had a spicy McChicken before. And I say, well, we only have normal McChickens. And then he replied, oh, I didn't know there was normal McChickens. So, apparently, in the continental United States, there's a line split right down the middle of the United States where the West, it's like right down Texas, too. The West only has spicy McChickens, and the East only has regular McChickens, which is actually insane. It's like some sort of like logistical problem for them for whatever reason, but for some reason, only the western half, not even coast, just half of the United States has spicy McChickens, which is insane. Like, of all things to be, you know, conspiracy about, it's McChicken. So we were both flabbergasted by that result. So that's just a little fun fact. Yeah. Yeah, it's like slightly interesting, but not too interesting. It's surprising enough where you go, And that's about all else. That's
things that make you go,
Things that make you go, r/ things that make you go, But yeah, I don't really got much else to say. I thought I'd call in just for a little bit, inject my shitty voice into the stream and, you know, I didn't know when I called Shavadava earlier. I did not know he was on the show. So that was
yeah. We all heard.
That was me just calling him out of nowhere. Yeah, I have his phone number from when we went to California, which was a lot of fun. If any Maguka is going to a con and there's a group of Magukas going, then definitely let us know because you know. We all like traveling and having a good
There's
time.
There's no cons anymore. We have Corona now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. You know, I've asked you before if you're going to any cons, but, you know, if any Magukas or any Shamikos are going to a con, just let us know in IRC, because I'm sure some of us will want to join you.
Yeah,
well,
fun
obviously
is
not
canceled
in 2020.
For 2020.
Yeah, fun is definitely not allowed in 2020. If there's a better time for that image, it's, you know, there's
holy
no better
shit
time for that image.
There have been 5,200 posts in this thread.
That's not bad at all.
That's crazy
for a Is that ever since you started the talk show?
Yeah.
Was that 4 hours ago?
Yeah.
That's about 4,000 posts a minute, or hour, rather.
I'm rounding up, okay? Fucking. Google can't even count. He can't even say that it's 5,193 posts. Well, guess what? I'm rounding up.
Yeah, of course we keep saying stupid shit. We're the stupidest group of internet patrons to ever grace the internet. It's fantastic.
Kermit the Frog.
I can't do a Kermit impression. Oh my god. It's impossible. But, yeah. Just remember to listen to radio. Don't support any shills. And that's it.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks so much, McDougal. See you later.
Thank you. All right. Quick pee break. Pee and then come back.